They listen to people inside the Trump administration who say Epstein documents are being suppressed. I've seen them. It's really bad. There's a bunch of Johns. It's very long. And that's a big part of the problem, is that nobody believes the Trump administration when they say, oh, no big deal. No, no. Epstein totally abused the girls all by himself. And now they've got a bigger problem because Ghislaine Maxwell's like, oh, hey, me. Yeah, no, I'm totally willing to come and testify before Congress. I'll tell you the truth. A list of people around Trump who say they've seen the documents, like his longtime friend and personal attorney, Alan Dershowitz.
So let me tell you, I know for a fact documents are being suppressed, and they're being suppressed to protect individuals. I know the names of the individuals. I know why they're being suppressed. I know who's suppressing them, but I'm bound by confidentiality from a judge and cases, and I can't disclose what I know, but I hand to God.
There's Alina Haba, Trump's other personal attorney. She represented him in the New York cases and at the time his White House counsel.
Epstein's case, it is incredibly disturbing. We have flight logs. We have information, names that will come out.
Is it going to be shocking?
I don't see how it's not shocking that there were so many individuals that were hidden and kept secret and not been held accountable. Let's talk about the reverse. I believe in accountability. So you have to now go through your process.
She says, yeah, it's shocking, the list of the Johns. Then, and I forgot about this till this weekend, there's Alex Acosta. Anybody remember him? He weirdly ended up in the Trump administration too. He's a former federal prosecutor down in Florida who got Epstein a wrist slap for trafficking children and selling them, allegedly, for sex. They originally were going to do a federal prosecution, but he backed down and used state law instead to get him a really light sentence. And when folks realized in the last Trump administration that Alex Acosta had been, you know, that he was the guy who let Epstein essentially off with house arrest, set him on a path to go right back to abusing girls, which he then did for more than another decade, he had to resign as labor secretary. Here's Rachel Campos Duffy over the weekend, this past weekend on Fox News. I had forgotten about this. What Alex Acosta said in his defense, he said, yeah, I let him off with a slap on his hand, a slap on his wrist, but there was a reason for that.
The former Trump administration official Acosta said that he was told to back off of Epstein, yeah, that he belonged to us, meaning the American intel agencies.
He belonged to us. Alex Acosta, and that was a big deal at the time. When it came back to bite him, he said, listen, I was told to go soft on him. He was ours. He was our operative. And then it got really weird over the week. I mean, I'm talking next level weird, and nobody bought it. So now there's this smackdown between Dan Bongino, the number two at the FBI, and Pam Bondi, with Bongino saying, hey, I totally disagree with that memo. We should release it. Word on the street being he didn't even show up for work. He was so upset. Had gotten in a fight with Bondi, who was Trump's head of the Department of Justice, Trump's attorney general. He's just outraged. Meanwhile, the number two at the Department of Justice says, what is he talking about? He signed off on the memo. He was fine with it. He's just reneging now that it's not particularly popular. Okay. Well, whose position is it that we shouldn't release this Epstein stuff? Is it Pam Bondi's? Is she the bad one? Because Trump interrupted her and slapped her down, too, pretty hard. Trump interrupted her at a press conference last week. Remember this? And just went off about how we need to ignore the Epstein thing. No big deal. Forget about it. Too many other important things going on right now. And we just need to forget it. When Trump did that, he should have just kept his mouth shut. When Trump did that, he owned this thing. So I don't understand this. It almost looks like a fake fight between Bondi and Bongino over Bondi's wrong and Epstein's not in, you know, there's Johns and they're hiding the list. Well, this is Trump policy. I mean, Bondi's just carrying it out. Why isn't Dan Bongino mad at Trump? Why is he mad at Bondi?
Are you still talking about Jeffrey Epstein? This guy's been talked about for years. You're asking, we have Texas, we have this, we have all of the things. And are people still talking about this guy, this creep? That is unbelievable. Do you want to waste the time and do you feel like answering?
I don't mind answering.
I mean, I can't believe you're asking a question on Epstein at a time like this where we're having some of the greatest success and also tragedy with what happened in Texas. It just seems like a desecration, but you go ahead.
Now we're supposed to believe, though, that Bongino is mad at Bondi for holding this position, the same one Trump has on the Epstein files, but also not mad at Trump also. Meanwhile, Trump leaned into the whole thing, and none of it makes any sense with this post over the weekend on Truth Social. What's going on with my, quote, boys, and in some cases, gals? They're all going after Attorney General Pam Bondi, who's doing a fantastic job, he writes. We're on the same team, MAGA, and I don't like what's happening. We have a perfect administration, the talk of the world, and selfish people are trying to hurt it all over a guy who never dies, Jeffrey Epstein. For years, it's Epstein over and over. Why are we giving publicity to files written by Obama, Crooked Hillary, Comey, Brennan, and the losers and criminals of the Biden administration who conned the world with the Russia, Russia, Russia hoax, 51 intelligence agencies, the laptop from hell, and more? They created the Epstein files? Wait a minute, wait. Let's read that again. They created the... I thought there was nothing in the Epstein files. I thought it was just Epstein, thousands of videos of just him and some girls. They create what? Release them then. Release them. Just end this before it ends your presidency. Tank shit in the polls, because I'm telling you, he is in a world of hurt right now. Why didn't these radical left lunatics, he writes, release the Epstein files? And he says they created the Epstein files, just like they created the fake Hillary Clinton, Christopher Steele dossier that they used on me, and now my so-called friends are playing right into their hands. What? And he flat out says Obama, Crooked Hillary, Comey, Brennan, and losers created the files. So there are files? I thought there were no files. See, that was a position last week. No, there's no files, there's nothing. It's just a bunch of kiddie porn and it's just Epstein and the girls. That's it. Nobody else. I don't know how he found the time for hundreds of girls, but there was nobody else. But now we're hearing there are files. They were just created by Obama and Hillary. What? I mean, this raises more questions than it answers. Trump goes on, no matter how much success we have had securing the border, deporting criminals, he is on fire, okay? Best 2 weeks I've ever seen of a presidency, with maybe the exception of the Berlin Wall falling. I don't think there's another parallel to these last 2 weeks. It's been unbelievable. But he's admitting there are files and saying, 1 year ago, our country was dead, and now it's the hottest country anywhere in the world. That's true. Let's keep it that way, Trump writes, and not waste time and energy on Jeffrey Epstein, somebody that nobody cares about. Thank you for your attention to this matter. Well, now you've just said there are files, so that got it trending again on X. I got a theory on this. I'll tell you what it is next. Look, it was just a little strawberry farm raid, says California Governor Gavin Newsom. He made illegal immigrant children cry because their mommies were hauled away. That was a story from Newsom anyway. Newsom forgot a really critical detail. The owner of the pot farm, not strawberry farm, pot farm, that it turns out was employing illegal labor. We're now up to 14 children who are captured there. All of them unaccompanied minors. I'll tell you about that in a minute. Yeah, Newsom kind of forgot to mention when he was wailing on Trump and calling him scum for separating these undocumented minors from their mommies. By the way, there were no mommies. They're unaccompanied. Kind of forgot to mention the $10,000 political donation that he might have gotten from the plantation owner. Because this guy was running a modern-day plantation. Democrats are back to slaving. Kind of where they started all those years ago, when they were the ones defending slavery in the South. And we were the ones saying, not going to do it. You can hear, as we're finding out here, the horror of what was going on at this pot farm. And folks, nobody better to lay it out than Stephen Miller, Trump's deputy chief of staff. But I'm going to set it up this way first. You can hear the horror in Griff Chenkin's voice as we realize the Democrats, the cartels, and this farmer were using slave labor, children slave labor.
But Tom, it strikes me unbelievable that the Democrats are not on board. When you look at this raid, there were 10 juveniles that were illegally brought across the border. You and I covered this under the Biden administration. I was down in Texas. We encountered a 8, 10-year-old, 12-year-olds coming across with just a name and an address and a phone number on their necks, the cartel ruthlessly sending them across. And yet now we know that 10 of them, 8 of which were unaccompanied minors working illegally in a marijuana farm, and your agents go in and rescue them essentially, and yet there is violent resistance to that. Does that upset you?
It certainly upsets me. Look, we're looking for over 300,000 missing children. We've already found 10,000. Have you heard that anywhere? No, the media is simply not covering it. And look, this should be a nonpartisan issue. Arresting public safety threats and national security threats, everybody be on the same page on that. Rescuing children, I mean, it should be a nonpartisan issue. Everybody should be in lockstep on that. But they're not. The media is lying. The Democrats are taking, they don't want President Trump to be successful. I got news for them. We are being successful. Every illegal alien public safety threat we arrest makes this country safer. And we're rescuing thousands of children. The lives saved.
Okay, but folks don't really understand how bad this is. To really do that, you've got to go back 2014 to an article in the UK Guardian about what was going on in Guatemala. And then you've got to go forward to a Washington Times article from 2021. The average price the cartels buy one of these children for is $400. Sometimes it goes as high as $700. And they will gift the parents the money. Sometimes the parents sell them outright, but most of the time what the cartels do is say, hey, listen, you got 3 other kids there? Yeah, we'll kill them. You're going to sell this one to us. They just pick them up, take them off. They bring them to the Democrats, and they dump them at the border, knowing full well that they will just be given them, no questions asked, on the other side. So DHS detains them, and then they just give them to the illegal immigrant gang bangers, and they end up working as slaves. Now, they're not there because they just want a better life. They're not there because they just want to pick your strawberries for no money, and they were poor before. They are there against their will. Not only were they kidnapped, many of them, and these are the more fortunate ones. The ones that really have it bad were sold into sex slavery. Stephen Miller, deputy chief of staff for Donald Trump, estimates there are 100,000 of these virtual slaves kept by the Democrats and the cartels in California alone. And this is why they are working there.
They are protecting those who traffic in the suffering of children. And by the way, do you know why so many of these unaccompanied alien minors are being put to work in slave wages and slave conditions all across California? To pay off their cartel debts.
Yep.
The Democrat Party is funneling these profits, profits from rape, profits from exploitation, and yes, profits from murder, into the hands of the cartels that control the north of Mexico, that assassinate politicians, that assassinate judges, that assassinate women and children, and that smuggle fentanyl into our country. Cartels are waging war against America, and their allies are the Democrat Party. And their allies are the Democrat politicians that are incentivizing these migrant mobs to try to murder our ICE officers.
That's exactly what's going on. And then we find out Gavin Newsom's strawberry farmer, guess she was working side by side by the illegal immigrant slave children. I can't believe we're slaving again as a country. This is crazy. Pedophile. Pedophile, illegal immigrant. Because of course he was. Of course he was. Convicted pedophile, illegal immigrant. Right there. And you know what? Trump needs to learn from this too. This idea that, well, you know, the farmers will vouch for them and we'll just hand them all, you know, agricultural visas. No, you're going to be handing pedophiles, rapists, the worst scum. Because the farmers who you want to vouch for them, they don't even know their real names. A lot of them are working on stolen Social Security cards. That's a problem. It's a huge problem. Anyway, they caught an illegal immigrant who was working beside the slaved children. He'd been sentenced to 7 years for kidnapping and attempted rape with a prior conviction for attempted child molestation. So, of course, he makes a beeline for the plantation where the child slaves are kept. And by the way, it's up to 14 now. Of course he does. You know what's great about this, though? This is not bad news. I know it might make you mad. We have finally, thanks to X, where we can have real news and the Democrats can't lie using their media, we've finally gotten a look at what they're actually doing. And it's going to blow your mind. Coming up next.